Actually, the agency does have a plan, because all agencies, I think it's under OMB Circular A11, if I'm not mistaken, they're to inform, they're to come up with a contingency plan and provide that to OMB. My agency has complied in that area. However, they refuse to provide us the information. What they've done was they addressed positions only and percentages, where it's going to be a certain percentage out of here that deals with this program, certain percentages. And we've asked them on numerous occasions through requests for information exactly what those positions are, how many positions they're going to have to have in each unit, and some names to those positions, because as a labor organization, we do have to know how we're going to represent our employees. They've since provided us with some type of, contingency plan as far as what they plan on doing, but they don't want to release that information, and we've been going back and forth with management about this. In particular, I had addressed an issue where this seems to be the focus from management throughout the federal agency, that they don't want to release that information. And as we can see in the news media, as well as from some of the other organizations throughout AFGE, this is what's going on. They are not releasing that information, which employees don't know what to do. They don't know if to come in Monday. They don't know if to how it's going to impact them. Are they on the list? Is there any way someone could take their place? Is it going by seniority? They don't know any of this, and it's hard for them to prepare for it. I've been hearing individuals saying, well, am I eligible for unemployment? Can I get another job somewhere else? What jobs can I take? Can I not take? You know, and these are a lot of questions we're fielding, and these are some of the things that management should be addressing with the employees. But the problem we're having is that management does not want to sit down. They'll sit down and say, we'll share some information with you, but we're not going to give it to you, physically give it to you. And, you know, we're telling them, well, you know, how can you not give it to us? So we've been going back and forth about that.
Now, you've been with the government for 35 years. You've seen shutdowns before. Is this one different, or is this about par for the course when this has happened before?
I think this one is a lot different, not just more, but a lot. And one reason why I believe that is because you have a lot of employees here who've been here for 20, 30 years, who've been able to adjust and adapt in certain ways. However, with all the legislation that they're talking about as far as attacks on government, shrinking government, this one is a little more serious because, as you know, they're proposing a reduction of 200,000 federal employees. And employees who've been here, they're looking at this real close because they can be impacted by this legislation. However, what we do, you know, AFGE or the union, we try to, lack of a better way of saying it, consult and console some of these employees of saying, you know, you've been a federal employee for many years, so let's try to focus more on the job than what's going to happen down the road. I've had this conversation with many of my coworkers, some of my AFGE brothers and sisters, and we're supposed to be having a conference call to discuss what we're going to do, how we're going to talk to our members about the threat of a government shutdown, what the things that they should be looking for. Because if education, to me, sometimes education can calm the seas that's going on, because if individuals and members and, you know, federal employees understand the process and what they are capable of and what they their rights are, then I think that's part of the process that'll calm some of their fears.
We're hearing that some feds, even if they're furloughed, are still going to have to go into work on Monday, either to file furlough papers or to turn in their BlackBerries or laptops. What have you been hearing as far as do feds who are furloughed have to go in anyway to do paperwork or what have you?
They're telling employees come in to work. You know, like there is no furlough. And if one comes about, then you'll be signing papers. And I think that's a farce in itself, because it's like you're coming in the door and then it's like, okay, you can leave now. One thing I know my agency has done is, and I'm from a small agency headquartered outside the Beltway, of course.
Yeah, you're in Chicago. Let's make that clear to our audience. You are talking to us from Chicago.
Absolutely. What we're doing, they've have a system where they contact the individuals at home if they are aware that a furlough for emergency purposes, and now this is a good time for them to test it.
It sounds almost like you're saying furlough or no furlough, shutdown or no shutdown. The bottom line piece of advice is probably it's best for you to go into work Monday morning anyway.
Absolutely. And even some of my members, I told them, you know, come in just come in anyway. You know, let them turn you away. The American public needs to know that we are here to do the business for them. And that's who we are here for, the public. You know, public service. We're public service, servants, civil servants. You know, we took an oath, you know, and we uphold that oath.